And then the Torah Wednesday night, it'll be Ossi Moore.
Thank you very much. Yeah, very interesting halacha. One line of Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says, Haftorah, after a long Kriyas HaTorah, so we sit down for a nice Haftorah, and some people are quite in the mood to just take it easy and listen, and you keep quiet yourself, and just listen to a very beautiful nigun. Sometimes the Baal Korah is getting involved. It's a very beautiful Haftorah. This week's parasha we have about Nozi, Manoach. It's a very therapeutic time of tefillah. But the end of the day, Mishnah Berurah does say that if you go to a shul and the Baal Korah is not reading from a klaf, he's reading from a chumash, which is many shuls in Chutz Laretz that we don't have the zechus of having klaf. Mishnah Berurah says, Nochoin lechatchela, it's correct to lechatchela, Lasos kein likros balachash, to read with him quietly, Mitoicha sefer makore. Mishnah Berurah, Reish Pei Dalet, in Sivkot and Yodalef, he says, let me just say very, very clearly before we explain, because we can get lost. Again, if the Baal Korah is leaning from a klaf, you can keep quiet and enjoy the story. But if he's not leaning from a klaf, he's leaning from a chumash, he's leaning from a Tanakh, even if it's got, let's say, all the Tanakh inside it, it's got like the, you know, you can get a thick sefer, which has got a ton of yom ksuvim, and everyone's trying to find it. Yeah, that sort of thing, whatever type of chumash is, if it's not in writing of a klaf, in the format of a klaf with a tiyoy, which is koch gavra, those sort of things, then Mishnah Berurah says, again, Mishnah Berurah says, nochoy lechatchila la'asos kein. You look around, and you'll find it's not so popular, this halacha. The reason why I went into this noisa is because when it came to Shavuos, the Mishnah Berurah says that when you lane the first day Haftorah, because it's so chosh of the Maaseh Merkava of Yecheskel, the first day Shavuos, you should stand up while you say Haftorah. And therefore, I was writing a few notes for Shavuos, and I wrote, those people which go to a shul, which the Baal Korah leans not from a klaf, leans from a chumash, and they're saying it with, like the Mishnah Berurah here says, therefore they should stand up when it comes to the Haftorah. Now, that's also something you don't see, which actually someone told me, he spoke to Zev Feldman a few days ago, and he says, yes, he always remembers when it comes to the first day Shavuos, and they were not leaning from a klaf, and then the Olam, which were knowledgeable in Halacha, that they were saying with, now, with a klaf, again, with a klaf, the Mishnah Berurah's opinion is, you don't need to say it with. It's a very interesting reason why. The God, he brings, and it's not a deal. Mishnah Berurah makes it very clearly. He says, look at the Ma'aseh Rav, which is the Gaon. He says, that which the Magen Avraham says to say it with, is Hainu Dafka Kesha Koyre Koyre Mitoich HaChumash. Only when the Baal Korah leans from a Chumash. Geshmak leaning from a Chumash. You come out there after prepare. Aval Kesha Koyre Mitoich HaNovi, when the Baal Korah has got a Novi, Yikra Hu Levad, the Baal Korah should lain by himself. The chulam yiyu shoymin, and everyone should be quiet. In fact, the Primi Godim says there's even a mila to be quiet if there's a novi, if there's a klaf, because the takona was that one person should say to 10 people. It's a dovah shabikdusha. Don't forget, you need a minion. It's a dovah shabikdusha. You need to have 10 people. Like Baruch Hashem Averach. We don't say Baruch Hashem. We don't help out. Obviously, afterwards we say Baruch Hashem, but we don't say Baruch Baruch Hashem Averach. Everyone listens to the person say Baruch Hashem Averach. It's not exactly the same case, but the Nakuda is Primi Godim says any time you have 10 people and you have the Baal Korah is leaning it for 10, that's the default position that you should just listen to what he says. Novos, when you have a situation where he's leaning from a chumash, then what's pshat in the Gaon? What's that? What's an manish tana? What's an afkimina? They say there's a few different pshatim, but they say the pshat in the Gaon is the Gaon held, there's a yesoid called Dvorim Shebiksav, things of Torah Shebiksav, Tanakh, Yeh Torah Shaila Omrom Baal Peh. You can't say it Baal Peh. You can't say it off the top of, you can't just say psukim, which are not so common for us. You can't say in the Baal Peh. The Gaon learns pshat, that means you can't be moitzi others Baal Peh. You can't be moitzi them something which is shtei biksav. So the Gaon, that's the Gaon's pshat. And the Gaon is learning pshat over here as well, that since it's not written on a klaf, the Rishonim take on, that's not considered biksav. It's considered as if you're reading Baal Peh. It's It's quite an interesting reason. But the ma'aseh, at the end of the day, the Gaon saying is clearly, Mishabur brings it down, that the chatchila, it's kedai to say it with the Baal Kira if he's got a chumash. Now again, the fact that... Okay, we're going to get to the chassidim.
What's the point
of saying it? Yeah.
And he's going to say loud, the people say quiet, that seems all safe. Everyone should say themselves. Why is he saying
out? What? No. The takona was that one person has to say it loud to bemoitzi others.
The klaf.
Oh, when there's a klaf.
When there's no klaf.
When there's no klaf.
Everybody should say.
Then everybody should say it with.
Why say it with? Let him sit down, but all say it. Defend it.
There must be something behind it that they're still mekayim the takona without being made to them. Right, and the truth is, and you're 100% correct, before coming onto any of the Gaon, you open the Mogen Avraham says, Kosav HaRizal, it's not enough that you just hear Haftarah from the Baal Kaira, you have to be Kaira yourself, you have to be Kaira yourself quietly. Prim Gadam says that means quietly. So clearly, the HaRizal was the one that says, usually when it comes to Kiryas HaTorah, you should keep quiet. You shouldn't even do Shnai Mikra. A lot of people are Mekel. Mishabur is actually Mekel. If you do Mila, Mishabur says, if you do Mila B'Mila, don't do too fast in advance. And if you got a fast Baal Kaira, don't get too lost behind. If you can go Mila B'Mila, like almost Mila, it can't be Mila B'Mila, Mamish. If you can almost go to Mamish together, Mishabur allows it. But the HaRizal didn't. The HaRizal said, Kiryas HaTorah, that's the takona that you have to listen. Mashayin Kain Bahavtariya, the Mogen Avraham brings that it should dafka be that you have, there seems to be a specific inyan that the Shemeah should say. Whether the person's Moitzi or not Moitzi is not so clear. Where you find Minik Chasidim, which they have the Maila that they're all saying it, well, they should officially are supposed to be saying it, yeah, sometimes there's talking going, but at the end of the day, officially they're supposed to be saying, they got the Maila that they're saying it, but there's a big chisoron, which the Bialocha brings, he makes a whole doggish about, from the Shire Ephraim. They're all hacking about it. And they're all say, try and change it. Everyone brings the Chasm Sefer, that's Matzdik the Minik, and says, that's okay, leave it alone. Mechas Yitzchot, Dayan Weiss, brings the Chasm Sefer, says, leave it alone, it's okay. But on the page of the Mishabura, the time you finish the Mishabura, you get a clear message that don't do such a thing. What's the thing that the Minik is? You find that the minig is that no one can really hear the Baal Kaira. In fact, the Baal Kaira either says it quietly like everyone else, even if he says it a bit louder, as maybe the Gaboim nearby can hear him, that's as far as it goes. So 10 people, the Shai Fram says, at least to get 10 people to listen to, then at least that's how you makam the takona. There seems to be the nusach, the takona is that the Baal Kaira, who says the brochas, should say it, and 10 people should listen, and they themselves should say it as well. That seems to be the nusach of the takona. But if the person making the brochas, he says it, but no one can. You haven't got 10 people hearing them. It's pretty much like Chazos Hashatz. Like he gets on with it with himself. No one can hear him. It's like, hello, this is not the takona. You need to show in him. That seems to be the nusach of the Bialocha in Reish Beidalad. That's the theme of the Mishnah. Again, let's say again, there are those which are Mekel, the Mechas Yitzchak, and the Chasm Sefer. You'll see in the different shuls, some Rabbonim have tried to change it back to the Mishabura, some have other Cheshbonis, every Rav obviously has to decide for his Kehila. But at the end of the day, the Mishabura is very stark, that at least the person's Baal Kaira, if everyone says it together, he shall at least have 10 people near him that can hear him. So it's also very Choshvada. So I think there's two Alochas, which is very important to know for Haftarah. Number one is, that if the Baal Kaira is reading from a Chumash, then you should try and say it along, that's the Mishabura. And there's various reasons given, either Apida Rizal or because of Dvar Shabiksav, which is not brought down in Mishabura. The other Nakuda is, which is just generally the Indian of what you find by some Kehillahs, that everyone says it together. Mishabura says, at least make a doggish, it should be 10 people, Shai Frem, at least there should be 10 people that can hear about the person that was about Kaira. It's very tempting when you get into the Aftarah, you sing it yourself, you go to a shul that everyone says it together. And you try and go close to make sure you're one of the 10 people, you mazaka the person who is saying the brochas, that you're one of the 10 people who can hear it, okay. And you're getting into the Haftarah, and the Baal Kaira goes, right, it claps, and he says, Baruch Atah Hashem, he starts doing the brochas. You're very tempted, you've only got 3-4 psukim left. You're tempted to carry on. It's actually a very geshmaki story. You're up to the point of the Malach and the Manoach, you're quite tempted to carry on. The Bialocha brings, from the Shire Frame again, that it's kedai to stop. and listen to the brachas. There's also a greisa inyan. Again, this is not just a minig. It's a takonos chazal, which after it originated from, because at the time there was a gezeira, they couldn't lane from a sefer Torah. And therefore, what they used to do, they used to lane, instead of from the sefer Torah, they used to lane from Nach. Minyana deyoma of, Nach, at least 3 psukim. So that's why you need to have usually 21 psukim for each aliyah. And that's how it came about. And you also had 7 brachas because of the 2 brachas of the oila from Mafti, and then 5 brachas sandwiched in between 1 before and 4 after for the Haftarah. So you got 7 brachas. So they made the Zah Ke'en Sefer Torah, like Kriya Torah de Gezach. It's actually the Divrei Yatzev. You know, there's a big to do about whether you should have a klaf or should not have a klaf. That's already different than Noisa. You know, it's every time. There's actually someone told me that he knows of a certain Oisha, paid a lot of money to do a refurb in a shul in Golders Green. It looks beautiful. Spent a few months on it, looked beautiful. The son came over to the father and said, by the way, the Shatzian says that there's a big inyan to have klaf. And the Shatzian says, do you know there's a big inyan to have klaf? Bevadai kehila should try and make sure they have klaf. Or befrat biyomeno, especially nowadays, that we spend a lot of money on tachshitei bisakneses, which is not really necessary. Vekavanosim shem shemaim. Obviously, we make the shul look nice. Kedilekam zev kelevan veyu, in order to fulfill that shul look nice. Bevada mitzvah leis nois, beksivas nevim hakdoshim. It's certainly better to spend money on making nice mekayim the nach, because there's a whole to do. The levush holds that just like you have to have a sefer Torah for kriyas Torah, so too you need to have klaf when it comes to nevim. Man ishtano. Have you ever seen someone just grabbing a chumash chumash Torah and start laning nosoi? All the balkeres will be out of their job. You don't have such a thing, right? So Zot Levush is exactly the same thing when it comes to Nevi'im. Now, we know there's a Machal Avraham, there's Matzdekir, there's a God, there's a lot. This is a topic in itself. And that's not our topic to get lost in that. But the Maisa, so the Oisha, he decided he's going to pay another. Back in the day, it was a lot cheaper. Now it can cost up to 80,000 pounds to get the whole set come out. It can cost a lot of money. So after refurbishing the whole shul, a shul in London, Golders Green, so you paid for them to have all the Nevi'im. So that's the kind of this Indian. You should know, some held, I think it's Aruch HaShulchan held, you don't need to have like a whole Melochim and a whole Yeshaya. It's enough that you can get a sofa, tell a sofa, look through all the Haftarahs that you'll find, go through from Bereshit to the end of all the times, and put it all together. Some held as well, you don't find that. That's another topic. You'll find many Mekilim on it. The Divrei Yatzev says a very Geshmak Asvara. He says, obviously, we look around, there's many Mekilim. He says, it couldn't have been. At the time of Chazal, where did this takona come from? Because they didn't have there was a gezeira, and the sifrei Torah, the goyim were at us. If the Chas V'Shalom we were to be found with the sefer Torah, so they caused trouble. V'lochein, they made a takona to instead do it with nach. But if you're going to start saying that you have to have klaf as like a sefer Torah style, then what? So then the Romans are going to make the difference, whatever it was. They're going to make the difference between a Torah and a Nevi. You have to start talking them into it. It's not the Pashtas. It's not the Pashtas. The Pashtas at the time of the Gezerah, when there was a Gezerah, not to have a Sefer Torah, the Pashtas was that they allowed you to learn from a Chumash. It's Geshmak Asorah. And he says, since because at B'Shas Maisa, that was the Takona that you can, he's saying Mesorah, you can use a Chumash, and Stom of that stayed the same. If I can I mention an interesting halacha? Yeah, this is coming out of my pocket here. This is a regular brush, okay? It's not something that I use, but the girls, they use the brush to brush the hair in the morning to make sure the brush is nice and straight, whatever. When it comes to Shabbos, can you brush hair on Shabbos? There's nothing to do with the Sefer Torah, nothing to do with the... let's close this. And the halacha is, when it comes to Shabbos, obviously, if a lady brushes her hair, and they see during the week that there's a good 3, 4, 5 hairs, whatever, even one hair, that comes out every time they brush, which is typically the case. I cleaned it just before I came. Yeah, so if that's the case, then it's quite clear there's a shayla of goizes, which is one of the malachas on Shabbos. Goizes, you're pulling out hair, and that's going to be an issue on Shabbos. So many people know that if you have the the bristles, which are very wide, they're not closed together in a way that it's not going to guarantee that hairs come out. Everyone thinks, everyone's under the impression that it's okay. But here is where the poskim are very, very passionate about a certain point. The Gemara says that when a person brushes the hair, the das, the kavona of a person who brushes the hair, is that if there's any hairs which are knotted or loose, the kavona is of the person who is brushing to pull out those hairs which are either knotted or which are loosely semi-detached. The Gemara says, kola noshon, the Gemara's got a nice noshon, anyone who's combing hair has got that kavona. In the chance that he comes across, or she comes across, the hairs which are a bit knotted, then the kavona is to pull it out. Obazoi, they make it very clear, it won't be enough that you check from before Shabbos that the way you brush your hair is not a guarantee. It's not a guarantee. Because even if it's a sofok that it might come out, it's still a sofok, you can't do a melacha misofok. Let me give you a beautiful example. You come into this room and you're looking for the lights. And someone says, oh, that switch over here, this might be the switch. It might be, it's the electrician, it's useless. It might be nothing. Are you allowed to turn on the switch over here? It might not work. You can't say it might not work. Get in your car and turn on the engine, it might not work. Well, I'm talking about Alatadi Taka, it might not work. Yeah? You can't hide behind the fact that it might not be an Issa. You can only say that if you're not machaven for it. But if you press the button in order for the lights to go on and you just have a sofok and it could be the lights, could be it's not the lights, that's a sofok Issa. You can't say that's a Dovah Sheni Machaven. That's a big chilek, and therefore, plug it into this shayla. You take a hairbrush, and you want to brush your hair. You've made sure it's not a guarantee that it's going to come out. I'm talking about a person who brushes the hair. They've got the mumche, the chap, all the ins and outs, the chap, the DNA of how it works. They've worked out that throughout the week, it can be two or three times that nothing comes out. It's a very good snob secretia. It's not going to help you. It's not enough that it's just a sofok and it might not come out. Because the Gemara says that your kavona is that when you come across a knot, or you come across a place where it gets stuck, your kavona is to pull it out. Therefore, if there's episode sad that is going to come out, then it's already over an issa. Therefore, the velochein, the posim will say, it's important to make sure that besides for it not to be a psikresha, it's also got to be that you're not mechavan to do a proper job. It's only for touching up superficial purposes only. That's the second yisoid Mishnah Brura seems to say. Again, it won't be enough to make sure it's not psikresha. Even let's say it's not for sure going to pull our hair. But if there's a tzad, it will. It's just meant for brushing up, for touching up, but not the regular. You can't do the regular brushing that you do during the week. You can't do on Shabbos. Even with a Shabbos brush, whatever brush you're going to call it, even if it's not for sure going to pull out, if there's a tzad that's going to pull out, it's got to be just for touching up. Once you touch it up, then the Gemara doesn't apply. The Gemara assumes that you want to pull it out, is only said if you do it normally, but if you do it in like a touching up way, that then the Gemara doesn't apply, and it's not a vada going to happen, then you're absolutely fine. No problem.
Shabbos hairbrush.